It's Morning Edition from NHPR. New Englanders got to weigh in this week on what they want to see in future federal regulations for a group of industrial chemicals known as PFAS. The Environmental Protection Agency held a two-day meeting in Exeter with about 200 residents and public officials from all six New England states. This was the first regional meeting the agency held as it plans new regulations for PFAS in drinking water. NHPR's Annie Ropeek was at that meeting, and she joins us in studio now. Good morning, Annie.
Hi, Rick.
Thanks for coming in. Remind us what these chemicals are, Annie, and where have they been found in New Hampshire?
So these are a big group of industrial chemicals that were used in a lot of products until about 2000. Things like Teflon and Gore-Tex, in firefighting foams, basically anything that doesn't stick or resist grease or heat or something like that.
And where have they been found?
This has been a big problem in New Hampshire. They were found around the Pease trade port in about 2014. Again, because they come from things like firefighting foam, they're common on military bases, at fire stations, things like that, and they'll get into the groundwater. So Pease has been a big one. The Saint-Gobain factory in Merrimack has been a big one. That was an emission of PFAS that happened in 2016 and got into people's well water. And then people who live near the Coakley landfill Superfund site are concerned about these chemicals as well.
We've been hearing about these all around New England, too, in Vermont and Massachusetts, and we're finding more and more places where this is a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the big takeaways from this meeting we're talking about was, you know, if you look for them, you're probably going to find them. Since they were so common in so many things until relatively recently, they, you know, are likely to be at even low levels in your blood, in the groundwater, and products that you still use, and even in the air and the soil.
Okay, and we just had a significant report released about the dangers of these chemicals. Was that one of the things that they were talking about at this meeting?
Yeah, so they did address it. It was a little bit of an elephant in the room. This report came from a branch of the Centers for Disease Control, and it's what they call a toxicology study. And so it basically establishes, like, at what levels these chemicals are risky to humans. So it's different than an EPA-style regulation. The CDC is really looking at this as a public health concern. So they're looking to set levels for themselves that tell them potential trouble spots, so sort of ways to be proactive. Whereas right now, EPA regulations are kind of reactive, they say. And so the CDC study basically suggests that PFAS is dangerous to humans. It's been linked to things like cancer, kidney and thyroid issues, immune issues, developmental issues. It can do all of that at a much lower level, about 10 times lower than the EPA currently suggests.
And states have different levels, don't they?
That's right. And so right now, Vermont has one of the lowest levels in the country, second only to New Jersey. And all of the state standards, including New Jersey's, are still higher than what the CDC says begins to pose a risk. And so this did come up at the meeting. They had someone from the CDC there who basically said, hey, look, remember, these aren't regulations. And we explained the public health aspect of it and tried to sort of put a little bit of a lid on it because people were concerned. And they've been saying for a long time they feel like the EPA standards are too high.
So what were the takeaways for EPA from this meeting?
The big message was make polluters pay. Now, you know, EPA has certain ways they can do that, and they're looking at adding more of them. They also heard that people want more testing and monitoring, more resources for their health and drinking water in their communities, you know, for paying for things like bottled water and waterline hookups, and that they want EPA to facilitate more of that. And they want a lower standard. They want EPA to put stricter limits on these chemicals and sort of act to enforce those.
So what was the mood like? What was said?
Most people seemed really grateful to have the platform. EPA really went out of its way to give people as much time as they wanted to say anything that they wanted, and people took advantage of that. A lot of people from Merrimack around the Saint-Gobain factory were there to speak, folks who organized around Pease, and they told their stories about living with contaminated water and being afraid for their children's health. Most people seemed to feel heard and like they were able to provide specific feedback. There were also people from areas that have had a little more trouble getting federal attention. I talked to someone from Westfield, Massachusetts. Her name's Kristen Mello, and they've had PFAS in their drinking water for a really long time, and it's a more low-income, more minority community. She doesn't feel like they've gotten the same attention, and she doesn't exactly feel like that message got through at the summit.
Let's take a listen to that.
I have shaken the podium 3 minutes at a time for a long, long time. So I appreciate them listening to us, but we've heard all this.
So the proof will really be in the action from EPA is what I heard from residents.
Yeah, you can hear the frustration in her voice. But what is the next step here? What's going to happen with the EPA?
So EPA is developing some of its goals around PFAS. They call it a national management plan. So that'll help kind of provide some guidance to states and maybe create more uniform standards by the end of this year. And then they'll take sort of the more higher level regulatory actions like setting new limits on PFAS and listing it as a hazardous waste substance. All of that doesn't really have a time frame because it requires a lot of regulatory hoops to jump through. So this will be something that we see sort of at the top of the EPA's priorities probably for many years to come. It's not going away.
NHPR Pierre's Annie Ropy here in the studio this morning. Annie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.